Hey, this is Harvard Haroon, and we're gonna read a book about like mathematics and of triangles. Dun dun dun! Which shape has exactly three sides and three angles? Why, a triangle, of course. The lengths of a triangle, sides, and the sizes of its angles are linked to one another in special ways. These links allow many useful calculations to be made using triangles. Building the work of the Greeks and Indians, Muslim scholars made further progress in the mathematics of triangles. Their work helped to advance astronomy. Since the astronomers used triangles and angles to find the positions of the stars. Finding the angle, dun dun dun. An angle is the space between two lines that are joined at one end. Angles are usually measured in degrees. Two angles can be found in the cake pictured here. One small angle and one that is much larger. The small one has been marked for you. You can find the large angle. Can you find a large angle? It's right here. Well, you can't see that sadly. Calculating time with shadows. Dun dun dun. Muslim scientists used the mathematics of triangles to make calculations of four stadiums. By measuring the height of the zundel planar and length of its shadow, they calculate the angle made by the sun's rays. The size of the angle, the size of the angle told them the position of the sun in the sky and therefore what time of the day it was. Making a right angle. A special angle known as a right angle is made when the vertical line meets with the horizontal line. For example, the corners of squares and rectangles are right angles. Here is a method of making a right angle, which has been used since time of the ancient Egyptians. Divided a piece of string into 12 equal sections, tie the ends of each to make a loop, which help of a friend form of a string into a triangle. To make one side of the triangle, three sections along another side should contain four sections. The last five sections, the angles opposite the longest side, it is the right angle.